This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Most importantly, you are here. You, our fine listeners, are here. And we are ready to find out what's on your mind. Good chunk of this first hour devoted to just exactly that. Based on the texts I'm already getting, a lot of questions about how this border situation will end. I don't know the answer to that, but I'd like to know what you think. The answer to that is the president has spoken with reporters moments ago on the lawn of the White House as he heads to Marine One to head to Andrews Air Force Base to fly to the border, which I think is great. Isn't it great? He is making the case, folks. He's doing this. Every day more people realize this is a humanitarian crisis. There is an option called the national emergency route where he would say, look, we have a national emergency. And I don't know, when thousands of illegal immigrants are coming across the border and thousands have to be sent back and then they come back again, I'd say that's a crisis. When we have the spike of deaths due to the drugs that have been imported at the border, I'd say that's a crisis. A humanitarian crisis. Human trafficking. And you know what? What makes me sick about this more than anything, we've talked about this forever. We've talked about this forever. This isn't a new problem. What it is a group of folks that are, you know, the president's there because people get this and said, okay, finally somebody's saying we need border security, so I'm voting for you. Now he's got to get it done. There's a whole group of folks, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and I alone, in wanting the porous border that we have. They want it. The swamp has not built the wall despite billions being allocated for it. And it's not uncommon. I heard last night $28 billion is sitting unspent at the Pentagon. What in the world? Get it done. So tell me what you want to happen. Tell me how you think it'll end today on the program. We're also going to talk to Senator John Hoeven. He'll join us next hour on the program. Talk about the partial shutdown from the government standpoint and where that's at, battle of securing the border. We are going to talk with Serena Schmidt from the North Dakota Safety Council and Jane Whipp from WSI about an event North Dakota Safety Council puts on every year, 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference. WSI, the major sponsor each year. It's all about making sure your loved ones come home to you at the end of the night. It's all it's about. It's about safety, saving lives, safety programs, safety training, incredible resources, incredible. I really want you to know about it because you know I'm passionate about that. So we'll do that today on the program as well. Before I do anything else, I have to ask a favor. We're like a family here, right? The listeners, I hope Todd and I are a family to you like we feel you are to us. Right, Todd? You want to sing Kumbaya now? Kumbaya.
You know, there's that catchphrase, we treat you like family, but not every sure. family really. That's not necessarily a positive. It depends on your family, right?
Exactly right. Exactly right. There is that little part, but yeah. Just think of us as...
Just saying.
The
part of the family you want to be around.
The functional family. Not the dysfunctional family, although I'm pretty sure every family is dysfunctional in some way.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd put myself in functional, but you're the functional part, I'm the dysfunctional part. And
I had a Father Larry Richards, if anybody's heard of him before, did a talk at our church one time. He's a famous priest from out east, I think Pennsylvania. And he had a famous line where somebody came in to talk to him and said, well, Father, you don't understand, my family's dysfunctional. And he's like, no, your family's dysfunctional? Young lady, every family's dysfunctional. So in some way or another, maybe they are. But anyway, your family to us, we appreciate you. And our advertisers are family, too. And I have a request today of you. Jim the Flagpole Guy, who's a regular on the program and joins us, texted me early this morning that his son Austin was in a tragic accident and is fighting for his life in a Minot hospital as we speak. So for the comfort of Jim and his wife, and for the, if it be his will, the miraculous healing of Austin, his son, throw a prayer up today, if you would. Wouldn't mind doing that in his favor, and let's see if we can have another miracle. Miracles happen all the time, every day. I saw one. Have you seen this photo of the pickup truck that went up in flames? I mean, the truck is like just destroyed, right? There's these giant flames coming out of it. The firefighters are there, and they put out the fire. They die it down. They go to pull out, you know, like, is there anything worth saving in here? Nothing. All melted, everything. All of a sudden, boom. Oh, here's a Bible, untouched.
Wow.
I
gave me goosebumps.
I know. And if you hear it happen all the time. My mother-in-law was in an accident years ago, and it was a rollover, and the vehicle is destroyed. And my sister-in-law went back to try and find her wedding ring, you know, and look for it. And I mean, there's just stuff everywhere, strewn everywhere, you know, the whole thing. And she found the wedding ring literally cocooned in the middle of a rosary, just sitting there, like, here you go, you know, after a rollover. You know, I mean, it's just
There was some long lost wedding ring from like 45 or some odd years ago. That was found in an engine of a car, and apparently still in good shape.
My goodness.
That stuff just, wow.
That is a wow.
But yeah, the untouched Bible after a fire, I mean, whoa.
Yeah, it just happened. One of the shows, one must have been Fox and Friends, had that on, so pretty interesting. President Trump is just wrapping up this conversation. Now we have this just happened moments ago, literally. We're going to play it just as soon as it ended here, at the White House on the way to... Joint Base Andrews to head to the border today, but let's listen to the latest on this battle and listen to the questions. These are so fun from these reporters. Go ahead and roll it.
The lead-in question here is about all of the families that are so badly affected by us not letting them in, and his response.
Well, you know who has more human pain? The parents of people. Parents who had children killed by an illegal immigrant that should have never been in the country. You know who has more human pain? The husband that lost the wife, or the wife that lost the husband, to an illegal immigrant that came in five or six times that shouldn't be here. That's the human pain. And the people that will be paid, but maybe a little bit later, those people, many of them are on my side. They want to see border security. And by the way, NBC may be the most dishonest reporters of all time. I have no idea what they're doing. Okay, go ahead, next question. What? I can't hear you. We have plenty of funds. If there's a national emergency, there's a lot of funds. I just want to say, if we declare a national emergency, we have a tremendous amount of funds. Tremendous. If we want to do that, if we want to go that route. Again, there is no reason why we can't come to a deal. But you have another side that doesn't care about border security. The Democrats, which I've been saying all along, they don't give a damn about crime. They don't care about crime. They don't care about gang members coming in and stabbing people and cutting people up. They don't care about crime. And if they're not going to care about crime, then I agree. They shouldn't do anything at the border. But I care about crime. And I care about drugs. We're spending a fortune on trying to stop drugs. And they pour in through the border. But I see it more now than ever before. The Democrats don't care about the border, and they don't care about crime. Say it. Oh, it began a long time. Ask President Obama. Obama used to call it a crisis at the border, too. I think he said it in 2014. Look, you can all play cute. And I'd say 80% of you are possibly in coordination with the opposition party. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. All you have to do is look at the borders, rent a helicopter, except you don't want to know the truth, and watch. And by the way, here's the story. There is another major caravan forming right now in Honduras. And so far, we're trying to break it up. But so far, it's bigger than anything we've seen. And a drone isn't going to stop it. And a sensor isn't going to stop it. But you know what's going to stop it in its tracks? A nice, powerful wall.
A nice, powerful wall. There's more that we'll play as we go throughout the program today. But do you agree Democrats don't care about crime? Don't care about the border? Is that what they're demonstrating here? Do you believe?
You know, I would have to.
The amount of money they're fighting over is not a large amount of money in the overall scheme. So, you know, I think it's politically motivated. I'm not sure they don't care about crime. They couldn't possibly not care about crime. But they do not want the border secured because of the border security. He has a political win. But he says they don't care about the crime. They don't care about the border. And he says we'll do a national emergency if they don't do a deal. What do you want to have happen on this? 800-228-0550. Call me.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, the fresh new look for Pizza Corner Pizza sure has garnered a lot of attention lately, but one thing remains constant, the same great taste. Just ask Shelly.
Yeah, it's awesome. My family was really skeptical at first. We bought some just to try it, and my son is the biggest pizza lover you'll ever meet, and now he's in love, so now I'm buying many.
Or Dawn.
I've had the pizza already, and it is awesome.
Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Music of Rod Stewart, by the way, who is 74 years old today.
Your love is fading. You can feel your love fading.
Buddy, you should play this because I just, you know, I don't know if you saw the video, but I hooked up this 8-track player that was on one of the tapes.
Was it really this
that song? I'm like, oh my gosh, did I bring my 8-track to work?
Love Rod Stewart. I'm a big Rod Stewart fan, but he's, I can't believe he's 74. It makes me feel old because, you know, he's been around a long time cranking out the songs for sure. Brought to you in part today by our friends at McKenzie. Actually, at the Mineral Tracker. McKenzie Mineral Management is part of Mineral Tracker, but I want to talk about the Mineral Tracker today because it'll help you organize, audit, and track income for royalty interests on an affordable and easy-to-use platform. It's an app made in Watford City, North Dakota. It's right there at Tech Capital now. Of course, they are. Just the Silicon Valley of North Dakota cranking out apps like Mineral Tracker. The only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance and a proprietary and a Bakken-specific reservoir model built by Mineral Tracker's petroleum engineers. So take control of your minerals. MineralTracker.com. Check it out. 1 month free trial. You cancel any time. Email them. Info@MineralTracker.com. Info@MineralTracker.com or go to the website, MineralTracker.com. All right, call that came in off the air. Go ahead and roll that. Todd, we'll listen to that and welcome more of your calls at 258-0550 today. You can text Todd, 256-8503, or me, 367-2054. Here's a call from Ortonville,
Minnesota. Hey, this is Jack calling from Ortonville, Minnesota. Public ignorance is the exploited strength of liberalism. I've been trying to call Congressman Colin Peterson this evening, and they're not answering their phone. And their voicemail is full. I've been calling him over the last several days, urging him to meet the president's request for funding the barrier or the wall to help find that funding. So I was wondering if we could, if there's some way, and you may have more contacts than I do, find the stats on the number of calls that are being received promoting or urging our Congress people and representatives and senators to help fund the wall. So anyway, I'm just curious, and I wouldn't know where to look for that. But anyway, thanks.
Thanks for the call. By the way, that call, I guess, came in last night. I thought it was earlier this morning because you talked about this evening. That's something that's available to you, as I've mentioned before, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I mean, a number of texts last night during the replay show on KFIRE, folks wanting to weigh in, and that's fine. I mean, this is a 24/7 conversation. We're doing that on social media, wherever. And if you see something and want to weigh in on it, pick up the phone, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Couple things there that I would say. One, as far as public ignorance being the friend of the left, you're absolutely right, which is why I think they're having fits right now about the president doing what he's doing and going the border and engaging in this very public battle over border security with the Democrats. That's what's going on. So I think, again, we find the president, not of the swamp, showing them how it's done. Transparency, right? Like that time he had Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi in his office, and he brings the cameras in, and they keep them in, and you have Chuck and Nancy saying, well, you know, we can get more done when the cameras go. Oh, I see. They don't like that way. Pay attention to it. It's hard sitting in, you know, Williston or Dickinson or Bismarck or Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, wherever you are, every little corner of North Dakota Oaks or you're in Grafton, you're at Botno, you're, you know, then to say, does this matter to me? Boy, does it. Because America, as we know it, hangs in the balance here. Hangs in the balance. And you've got long-time swamp dwellers, Republicans, Democrats alike, that believe if they defeat the president on this, he's done. His signature issue is gone, and his base will blame him, and the presidency is over. So lots at stake. So I'm glad the caller is calling Colin Peterson. Very glad. Because those are the kind of things you need to do. They want you ignorant, is his point. They want you ignorant. And I can't believe their voicemail's full and they're not emptied it. That's incompetence. It's ridiculous. But keep calling them. 202 225-2165. Colin Peterson's district is virtually all of western Minnesota. Huge swath of western Minnesota. North to south, about the whole thing, I think the district comes up a few miles at the border. But so you're listening to us. 202-225-2165. He also has an office in Detroit Lakes. That number is 218-847-5056. And one in Montevideo, 320-235-1061. It's my hometown. How about that? Right there on First Street. I used to call that the mall down there. And in Thief River Falls, 218-683-5405. So I forget which one of those would be closest to Ortonville. I guess Montevideo. So what I would do, call those other offices, because they at least will have a voicemail that hopefully isn't full. They don't get as many calls. But to your question on, you know, the tallies, where can I find that information? That's not publicly available. Rarely do members of Congress share how many votes they're getting one way or the other. Senator Kramer told us, I can't remember if he told me this on the air or off the air, but he said they're being inundated with calls, but from every union group, saying, reopen the government, reopen the government, reopen the government. He said none of those were coming from North Dakota. I hear that, and I think I want to call. I want to call and let them know what I think. Because I tell you what, if today there was an enormous spike in the amount of people that wanted border security, they would go, oh, no, Trump's turning the corner. Oh, no, he's turning the corner. So get in the game. And, by the way, buck up our own senators, and Congressman Armstrong and Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer. They'll be where we need them to be, but I think it's important for them to be able to tell their colleagues, hey, I'm getting a ton of calls in favor of this thing. Let's not take that for granted. A call a day keeps Congress at bay. Got to do it. John in Washburn, what's on your mind?
Hey, the left, I can't bear to call them the Democrats because they're anything but, you know, the will of the people. They just sent $10 billion down there, and you know that's financing this newest caravan. You know, they sent $10 billion down to Latin America, just unilaterally, I guess, to try and buy good behavior, allegedly. And on public ignorance, earlier this morning, I put on the news and on Fox, Mike Pompeo was giving a live talk from Cairo, Egypt, and he was talking about recent, you know, the Middle East policy. The other three channels, I went down, all Trump hit pieces.
Unbelievable. And that
that's significant, you know.
It is. You're right. And hang on a sec, John. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. But Mike Pompeo's speech was significant. I got him on the list to talk about today. It was good.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be leaving shortly for a visit to the southern border with Mexico. He'll be stopping today at least one location in Texas to view border security measures firsthand. As recently as yesterday, the president said he may still declare a national emergency to secure the southern border if all else fails. However, some say the president will face legal challenges if he tries to use such power, among them former U.S. Attorney Chuck Rosenberg.
I imagine either members of Congress or landowners in Texas who might have to give up land for the construction of a border wall may very well challenge his declaration of an emergency.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The issues are tied, of course, to the continuing government shutdown now in day 20. Federal workers planning to rally outside the White House today. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Stewart, back on What's on Your Mind. Yeah, bring that Motown records on over here. Let's do a little Motown. Well, breaking news out of Montana. I see the Senate president wants Montana to send $8 million for Trump's border wall. Not a bad idea, right? We could have the states pony up. I think Montana can do a little better than $8 million, though. Come on.
What a gesture, though.
It is. I like it.
That's awesome.
No different than people saying, well, let's just do this by GoFundMe, right? Absolutely. High Plains Apache wants you to see the new 2019 AS-1040, AS-1240 Apache sprayers. Here's why you need an Apache sprayer. I'm just going to cut to the chase. One, there's no quality like it. Apache sprayer innovations are incredible. Sprayers that are a product that is affordable. Most affordable self-propelled sprayer in the industry, hands down. That doesn't mean low quality. Take the budget you've slated for one round of custom applications. Pay the down payment of a model year 2019 Apache sprayer. Simple, too. It's every man's sprayer. Forget the 72-chapter owner's manual. These are built with simplicity in mind, mechanical drive, reduced hydraulic hoses. Less fittings means less maintenance overall. Dependable. There's great support, 24-hour shipping, lighter. What's not to love? Stop at Seaman Mandan or give them a call, 663-2375, or in Frontier, south of Fargo, off exit 60. Or online at highplainsapache.com. More with John in Washburn. We were just starting to talk about Mike Pompeo. And the president, you heard him earlier, if you heard that clip of ours, and we have some more of the president that we're going to share with you here in a little bit, because he was on fire today in making his points. But Mike Pompeo gave a speech in Cairo today, of which said basically, America's a force for good. We're not going to apologize for America. Second of all, Iran is a bad actor that the last administration was hoodwinked by. And three, we're not leaving the terror fight. We're leaving Syria, but we're not leaving the fight. And we will not quit until the terror battle is won. So I thought it was really, really good. Talked about, some sensitive religious issues. There's got to be religious freedom in these countries. You have to be better at it. And really very blunt and right at it. I'm with you, John. And I can't believe the media doesn't do a better job. As the president said, NBC, you're the worst. You know what else he said? I think 80% of you are on the take, basically. He didn't say on the take, but he's basically saying collaborating with the Democrats. No kidding. How could it be otherwise?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's like the billions in cash on a pallet. I mean, that's how you pay a drug dealer or a terrorist. Obama delivered to Iran at night. I don't know if you remember that fiasco. And, yeah, it's, well, I got to go, but I'll part with a joke. How do you know a Democrat's out of ideas?
I give up.
They call you a racist.
Yeah, like clockwork.
Yeah.
Like clockwork. Thanks, John. Appreciate it very much. Should the president just end this charade and declare a national emergency? Do you believe in be done? Texter says, they are someone in a position of power finally said it to their faces and to the public that 80% of the media is likely coordinating with the Democratic Party because they absolutely are. His best quote of the year.
Look, you can all play cute, and I'd say 80% of you are possibly in coordination with the opposition party. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Texter says, can you ask Senator Cramer what has happened to all of the money that's been appropriated for the wall in the past? There are reports of 2006 money for 700 miles of fence, wall, and others. There was? That's true? Appropriated? Authorized? They didn't spend it. Now, I believe that's the swamp at work. And we asked Congressman Cramer about it yesterday. He said it's part incompetence. It's part, you know, bureaucracy. It takes too long, and then the funding expires, and you got to go back. And it's part they just don't want it.
That's why they hate the president.
Unbelievable.
He's a doer.
Texter sends us a beautiful photo of the Badlands, says, this is my work site for today. Tell the Democrats to sleep with their door open and see how safe they feel. Put up the wall. You send us a picture of where you're working and listening at the same time, you have a chance of winning a MyPillow, because it's our favorite thing to see. Much appreciated. All right, Todd, you can roll that other call that came in there about Chuck and Nancy. What about Chuck and Nancy? What do they want to tell us about Chuck and Nancy? Chuck and Nancy, have you seen these memes? Oh, my gosh, it is so good.
I'd like to know what Nancy and Chuck, they're so worried about everybody having jobs. Why don't they put the government back to work then if they're so worried about it? Because the last 10 years, I haven't seen them too worried about it. It's just been the last 2 years since I've started getting things straightened up ahead and getting better. So, them people that work for the government, them 10 years, they have always had a job. They don't have any clue to what it's like. Nancy and old Chucky there, Eddie Munster and Mrs. Munster. They're a bunch of liars, and they're using the American people like they actually care. They do not care one thing about this country, not whatsoever. That's all I got to say.
All right, well, I'm glad you said it right here, because we asked the question, what's on your mind, for a reason. Kurt says, secure the border, period. If there's no funding in the budget to build the wall, the government needs to stay shut down. I'm a government worker. Not affected because I'm military, but if I was, I'd gladly wait it out. Our delegation needs to stand with Trump, no defectors. And the deal with opening the government first and coming back to negotiate the wall funding? Just watch the Peanuts video clips of Lucy. That's the Democratic Party. And Charlie Brown, the Republican Party, while she promised to hold the football for him to kick. She always reneges on her promises to not pull the football away and pulls it away, and he falls flat on his back every time. We're not falling for that trick anymore. Another texter. I'm catching the rerun of What's on Your Mind now. Someone must have come in last night. I sure wish we could be as tough and firm against abortion as we are for the wall. How can we fight so hard for a wall thousands of miles away from North Dakota, but we roll over and die in the face of murder? Isn't the wall supposed to protect against crimes? Abortion is guaranteed legalized murder of infants. Fentanyl is an opioid, not an opiate, which means it's made in pharmaceutical laboratories by people in white coats. It's coming from the doctors in the medical system, not illegals. We must be wise in our battles. Abortion infuriates God more than illegal immigration. We got to get on his page. Herod was also more concerned with preserving the walls of his temple in Jerusalem than the lives of many babies. Trump lists the immigrant crime numbers in the thousands, but we have forgotten, have we forgotten, the 60 million infants' lives that have been cast away? It makes me sick. Well, it makes me sick, too. And you are right that when you put those side by side, which is the bigger crisis by sheer numbers, certainly it is the fact that well, let's just, you know, numbers are numbing sometimes. Let's just put it to a North Dakota problem. But in our state, every week, a kindergarten-sized class is exterminated. It's like a Sandy Hook weekly. The challenge is, in the battle to change it, which I believe many of us would love to see happen, is it's a law, thanks to the Supreme Court. It's legal. It's wrong, I totally get it, but illegal immigration is illegal immigration. Drug trafficking, human trafficking is illegal now. Sadly, tragically, abortion is legal. I think that's why they don't get the same amount of attention, but I don't disagree a whit that we ought to care and do everything in our power to change it. To me, it should be up to the states. And if Roe versus Wade was ever overturned, that's what would happen. And anybody that tells you differently is wrong. So good point. Good call. And I thank you for that. Welcome others at 258-0550-701-258-0550. And, you know, ultimately, we ought to be doing comprehensive immigration reform. I truly believe that we do need skill sets from across the world that we don't have here, where people can come here legally and do that, that help our economy. So if you bring over one wizard and he goes to work for a manufacturing company in Wahpeton and he's really good at building the widget they sell and designing the widget they sell and the systems to build the widget they sell, all of a sudden 200 jobs are in Wahpeton because you brought one guy over from India or wherever. So I can see the value there, but it's got to be legal. I don't think you cannot stop the bleeding first and then get to a comprehensive plan. Not the way Democrats are operating. All right, I'm going to go quick here because we have 3 minutes left before the break. Frank, lay it on me. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning. Good news, bad news. Good news, less people died last year in car accidents, so that means abortion killed more people in the car accidents last year for the first time ever. And I wanted to talk to our new senator yesterday, but I didn't get in there. But if you can get this to him, tell him, you know, we want people, immigrants, to come here. Let's get about 5,000 Israel soldiers to move here and watch the border for us. We will have a lot less problems.
And all right, last thing?
And my friend that's down in Arizona, I said when they're having coffee this morning, ask them why Arizona doesn't have walls and Minnesota does.
Yeah, I love the president's comment about relating that to a house, you know.
But
you don't have a door, you don't have walls because you hate people on the outside because you love the people on the inside. Exactly right. Thanks, Frank. Appreciate it. Senator Hovind will be here later if you have a question for him. But Senator Kramer next week. Ryan Dickinson, go ahead.
Morning, Scott. Love the wall. We need to put it up, and I hope that Trump does not give up and give in to these idiots. It's proven that it works. My biggest question is, we have all these illegal immigrants that we are paying them to be here. Why? If they're not here legally, why are we paying them to be in our country?
Question worth asking. Thanks. Appreciate it. Going to get Jack in here real quick because he had just a comment. Go ahead with a comment quick, Jack.
Hey, my call last night when I left that message, public ignorance is the exploited strength of liberalism. I wanted to clarify that the past few days when I've been calling Congressman Peterson, I have gotten through, but last night the voicemail was full. I didn't want to be misspeaking there, having people think that it's always full.
Okay, good.
I got through this morning and left a message to be relayed to the congressman. So
keep at it, Jack. Makes good sense. Thanks. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Did you know you now get more speed with new SpeedRower SP windrowers from your Northern Region New Holland dealers? New Holland's new high-speed transport option gives you road speeds up to 24 miles per hour, the fastest in the industry. So you spend less time on the road and more time cutting crop. And there's no need to swivel your seat with New Holland, so you get the same industry-leading visibility and comfort you have when working in the field. See the SpeedRower SP windrower at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rod Stewart gets the focus today because he's 74. So, you're a Rod Stewart fan? You're going to like
that. Yeah, but you know, he's saying some guys have all the luck, and didn't he have just a few ladies on his arm? So,
yeah.
Yeah, he know, he shouldn't be singing that song.
He's seen the concert like three times, I think. Yeah, he's
really?
A good concert. Yeah, he's really good.
Like, he was in the Round in the Fargo Dome years ago.
Fantastic. I might have seen that. Yeah, yeah. I forgot there was a Fargo Dome one in the Round. Those are always fun because you get the crowd all the way around it.
Yeah, he started kicking soccer balls into the crowd. Yeah, I almost got one.
Of course, that's always his thing. I think he's always done that.
But has he ever combed his hair?
Well, no. Then he wouldn't be Rod Stewart.
Well, right.
Yeah. I mean, leather pants and the goofy hair. You know, of course.
We'll let that go.
Never have a bad hair day, or if you do, you can't tell. So
Rod Stewart thing. 10 before the hour on What's on Your Mind. This is normally the time we chat with Jim, the flagpole guy, each week. And as I mentioned earlier, his son Austin in a tragic accident, fighting for his life in a Minot hospital, asking for your prayers. Comfort for the family of obviously a very stressful, tough, just awful, you know. I just got some heart-wrenching texts and emails from Jim this morning and learning about this. But I said I wanted to let the audience know so we could throw some, you know, prayers for a miracle out there for his son, Austin, and fighting that battle right now. As you go through your day, just think about that, what could be. So we'll certainly be thinking of them. I have had the great honor of being a part of the 46, I will be this year the 46th annual, but many of the annual safety and health conferences in Bismarck, and it's a force. It's a safety force. It's really just an amazing thing. And there's so much there, and every time I'm there, I'm like, oh my gosh, did people know about this? Do they know about that? All the different things that are happening. So I said we wanted to make sure that you did know about it, and we've asked Serena Schmidt, who does a lot of the work organizing the conference for the North Dakota Safety Council. She's the marketing manager there. Same for Jane Wick, Workforce Safety and Insurance. They're a big sponsor of this event that NDSC puts on, to come in and tell us a little bit about it, maybe answer any questions you might have about it and different things that are happening. It's something we want to spend a little time on today. And Senator Hovind coming up as well today, so we have still lots more to do on the program today. Ladies, welcome. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you very much.
So let's start with the partnership between the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. Obviously, different entities, NDSC, nonprofit, WSI, over on the government side and providing workforce safety insurance. Talk a little bit about how you two and the two entities collaborate.
Well, WSI is gracious enough to let us apply for one of their grants. And each year they provide the grant to us, which allows WSI policyholders to get discounts at our conference. So with that grant, we're able to, extend some great training out to their policyholders for extremely good rates. So they can save, up to $240, they get off of the registration for our conference with that grant.
And I think we've been doing this partnership in regards to the safety training and education grant now for close to 15 years. That I can remember anyway, and it's a great partnership. We have obviously the funds to be able to help the Safety Council in this, and then they have the expertise and also the backing to be able to go out and get these great speakers to come to this conference.
And that's what I mean. There's just so many resources there. That's why it's so important, no matter what you do, to take it in and look. I mean, this really is about, some people are like, oh, this is such a specific targeted topic. I'm like, you know what this is? This is about making sure that our listeners get home to their loved ones at night. That's what it's about. I don't know that there's anything more important than making sure that, loved ones do and doing everything in our power. Is it needed? Is this important to our state? What are the statistics tell us about, what we need in the way of additional resources to prevent accidents, would you tell me?
This is always needed, I think, in the state and anywhere that you go around the country. Safety should always be in the priority of businesses, homes, et cetera. Our stats lately, back when we had the oil boom, our fatalities were probably close to that 46 to 48 number. They have decreased down to about 26 this last fiscal year. Still, that's not where we want to be. It is lower, but we definitely want to get to that zero number. The other thing, too, with this conference is it offers educational sessions in regards to basically for anybody from frontline to managers, HR, safety professionals, and that we all need to be on the same page when we talk about claims, especially for those first-year employees that come on board to an employer's location. About 50% of our claims are still coming for that employee that has just started or been with that company for less than a year.
Wow. You talk about the impact. I mean, the numbers are going down. We're down to 26 fatalities or fatality claims anyway this last year. But like you were just talking about that crash with, I believe you said his name was Austin. The impact of that, just one. I mean, it goes far beyond even just that family. So we want to make sure that we're getting the information out there so, no family has to go through what they're going through right now.
We're chatting with Jane Wick from Workforce Safety and Insurance, Serena Schmidt from the North Dakota Safety Council. They are part of the team organizing a world-class safety conference, the biggest event of its kind in North Dakota every single year, and people come from many, many states, by the way, not just North Dakota, but all over to attend this. And this year's event will be the 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference, and we're going to tell you a little bit about how you sign up and get going before we get some of the facts, but if you go to ndsc.org, you'll find the link to register. The registration is now open. Get a discount, too, if you do that before later this month. And it's a lot out that you want to take part in. We'll tell you more about that as we continue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Boy, have you got a lot of saunas to choose from here. Tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.